Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Joe Cocker bringing us back. Mad Dog Englishman. That's all you can say about Joe Cocker. Welcome back. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I hope you check out my website when you get a chance. We're rocking and rolling there, too. Lots of things that will help you there. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. And don't forget to check out the body of work that Pat Sickman has deposited with us over the years as a great member of our Brain Trust. Patricia Sickman, author of Six Steps to Creating Profit. We're talking about the new normal, folks, and Pat, one of the things that we're talking about what Pat's doing with her clients to help them get ready for, to close out this year, get ready for the new year. One of the things that I've suggested, and actually going to be my column this week, is what I call December cleaning, Pat. You know, our grandmothers used to do spring cleaning, and I'm saying small business owners should think about December cleaning, which includes customers, inventory, fixed assets that are not being used anymore, and employees. Do something before the end of the year to get whatever is unproductive, whatever customer inventory, whatever, even employees, whatever is unproductive, get that out of your life this year. And that does two things. It generates revenue, generates cash this year, potentially, or saves you money, and it starts your new year nice and clean. What do you think, Pat? You like that idea?
12, I love the idea because you can demand of yourself that today, this month, this is when you make the changes that you've been putting off, trying not to make. Look for opportunities, maybe outsourcing, maybe cloud-based solutions instead of what you've been doing. Anything, everything that's going to change the formula you've been living on for the last year or two and go for the employees.
Well, the thing is, if you look at inventory, I know you don't want to take a hit on the inventory, but if it's every day that you keep it, it's becoming obsolete and tarnished. So if you can sell it now for whatever you can get for it, that's going to create cash. Maybe not the profit you wanted, but it's going to create cash, isn't it?
Yes.
Which is good for this year.
A nice fresh start.
Yeah.
A nice fresh start with new thoughts, new goals. If sales are low, you're marketing differently, you're selling to different markets. If expenses are too high, you're cutting them. Starting January with a nice upbeat tone.
Well, and the other thing, Pat, is when you make these kinds of tough decisions, I'm gonna get rid of obsolete inventory, I'm gonna clean out my office and get rid of some of the unproductive equipment, I'm going to make sure I don't keep serving customers who won't let me make a profit. Those kinds of tough decisions impress your banker too, don't they? Because it tells them,
yeah.
It tells your banker you're disciplined. And you know what the problem is, and you're taking steps to fix it. That's all a banker wants you to do, right? They don't expect you to be perfect. They just expect you to be honest with yourself and disciplined, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, there's no chance to change if you're doing the same thing over and over again.
Right.
How many times are you going to do it?
Mm-hmm. Do you advise your employees to do what I said a minute ago about your clients? Do you advise your clients to do what I said a minute ago about employees? I know the holidays are a touchy time to be letting people go, but there's never a good time to let people go. And if I just think you shouldn't take unproductive people, you shouldn't start a new year out with unproductive people because it taints the rest of the well, doesn't it?
It does. There's so many different things going on. I had a situation recently, just the other day, where someone was a salesperson and drawing money and not at all doing nothing. But I didn't want the relationship to sour. I wanted to keep the relationship going. So this is a smart person. We made a different formula.
Mm-hmm.
Different formula that I could live with, but that person could live with. Hopefully through the new year, hopefully through the new year. I mean, keeping it the same, just draining, and also the person knowing what might be ahead if they don't produce.
Right.
It just, it's painful everywhere.
Well, we all know the definition of insanity, don't we?
Yes.
Doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result.
Different result.
Yeah, that's the definition of insanity, isn't it?
Yes.
What else are you telling your clients about making the tough decisions?
Yeah, well, a lot of, in my field, the computer field that I'm in, besides advising people, outsourcing and, you know, having complete production being paid for instead of a salary, it's much better. You know, I've retained 3 part-time people. Instead of, I could have a full-time person and a half-time person, but the 3 part-time people, if their wives are having babies or this is going on or that's going on, I mean, they're working for themselves and they are being paid for the work that they do. Mm-hmm. It is working in my situation.
If I had to hire all the things that people do for me to run my company, I would not be able to be in business. If I weren't outsourcing so many of the things that we do to qualified people who, my non-core competency is their core competency, right?
Yes.
And if I had to employ as full-time employees the people that who serve my company as contractors, as outsourced contractors, if it weren't for that, I would not be able to do what I do.
And it takes a while to get that down. I mean, so you might be an employer and you're used to seeing the person sitting there doing this and another person doing that. So now you're going to try this other solution. It's not perfect on day one.
Right.
You might have to get the wrong person.
Issues.
You might get a good referral.
Kind of we're going to take a quick break, folks. We're going to come back. And I'm going to remind you of the question that I recommend, that the outsource question. That's the magic question. I'm going to tell you what it is. Remind you about that on the other side of these messages. Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.